Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too.
Friends, this segment is made possible by Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas. Stop by and visit with my buddy, Mr. Justin Rudd, and his team of experts, and let them put you in a new Chevy pickup or a Cadillac or whatever you might be in the market for. Also, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma. Check them out at ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. Also made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, friends, it is time to talk a little catfishing. What do you think? I mean, catfish radio, we got to talk some catfishing, don't we? Let's go down to Lake Tawakoni and visit with our friend Tony Pennybaker, and let's talk about catfish. Tony, don't you think it's time for us to spend a little time with you and get a catfish update?
Heck yeah, we can always do that.
Let's do it. Okay, so September is like next week. We almost made it through. We've just about got it whipped through August. But we know the first week in September is not going to be a heck of a lot different than the last week in August, really. But patterns on catfish. Channel Cat, I think I know what you're going to say, but you're going to be able to, at Lake Tawakoni, and folks, Tawakoni is about an hour east of Dallas. That's where it's located. Some folks are listening, Tony, on podcast after all our great radio stations run it. So that's where Tawakoni is, but baited holes, I'm sure that's going to be working now.
Oh, yeah. Baited holes. Baited holes on fire.
Yeah.
10 to 25 feet of water.
Uh-huh.
Not really any specifics there. Just
yeah.
Around a little bit of structure, you mm-hmm. know, or creek channel or something.
Yeah.
And bait it a little, you'll have some fish. And
that's a given, isn't it, really? I mean, you know.
Yeah, and I'd go out there in my sonar and just find fish anywhere. You can nearly catch some fish anywhere, you know.
Yeah. I
kind of probing around out there on some humps just by myself when we've got time and just stop somewhere on spot lock.
Mm-hmm.
Throw out a cup full of corn, a handful of cubes, and fish, and catch fish.
Yeah.
You know, it's not very expensive. It's a really good way to do it if you're not fishing every day and you just come in on the weekend. You just kind of use your sonar to mm-hmm. get a bunch of marks down there. Well, heck, throw it on spotlight and fish a little while.
Yeah. Folks, Tony Pennybaker makes a really good punch bait, too. It's called Tony P's. And we'll tell them about how to learn more about what you do, Tony, and find that bait here in a little bit. But a number six or a number four, I like a number four treble hook. Most people like a six. The reason I like a number four is I can get it out of their mouth easier, I think. But
well, that is true.
Yeah.
That four is a little easier. But I tell you something else about that four that I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
Is on these really hot days, and I know, you know, your bait, it's going to be affected by sun because it's got cheese in it. All these punch baits got cheese in it.
Yes, right.
So if you're not prepared, I mean, most guys got a cooler. They set their bait in and cool it.
Yep.
But the average person may not think of that.
Right.
They may have their punch bait in there. But on these hot days and that water is really hot, you can go to a four and you get a little more bait there. Keeps you in the ball game, another bite or two, that don't hurt nothing.
There you go. Yes. That's what I think, too, Tony. I agree with you. And it couldn't be more simple. Like you say, throw out some corn. I mean, channel catfish will eat corn out of a feed sack, you know, or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Corn, or but really, some cattle, if you really wanted to go, I think cattle range cubes might, you know, they'll dissolve a little better. Maybe they find it quicker. I don't know.
But, I don't know. I soak my corn so it's sour. It kind of turns into beer.
Oh, yeah. That's the best.
But I mean, it's not nasty or nothing. I do it.
Yeah.
I don't do it 6 months ahead of time.
Right.
I might do it 6 days ahead of time, but usually I do it about 24 hours ahead of time.
Yep. Put that, and that puts the scent out. But, you know, I have, honestly, I don't recommend this, but I have put corn right out of the sack, and they'll eat that too. It's amazing.
It'll work. I guarantee you it'll work. I don't do it either, but I saw a guy do it one time, and I said, boy, he don't know what he's doing.
Right.
He started pulling them out of there left and right.
I know. I mean, channel catfish, well, they're pretty greedy. So it, bottom line is just a little weight, a treble hook, and some punch bait. You could catch them. You could probably stay after it and catch a mess of channel catfish without baiting a hole if you're in the right, say around a fishing or around a creek bend or something. I know you could, but why do that? Put some bait, put some chum in
it,
the water.
It don't hurt. Throw a little bit, kind of hold them in there.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
You definitely, if you're marking a lot of marks down there, you definitely drop that punch bait down there. You can catch fish.
You're going to be
it
on
ain't going to take very long. Most places I stop, I count. As soon as I get down yep. there and I want to pull it up one turn or something, I do that. And then I start counting in my head.
Yep.
And I'll count to 60.
Mm-hmm.
And you, generally, by the count of 60, I done got a hit.
Yes. Yep.
And a hit or two, and might be a little fish pecking on it, and I set the hook a couple of times, don't get them, I'll bring it right back up and rebait it and drop it right back in the same spot. And
yes.
I do that two or three times. Usually, by the second or third time, I've caught a pretty good keeper, you know.
Yes, yeah, you bet. And, you know, Tony, a lot of people don't understand this about a punch bait, the fiber in it. I guess it's human nature. I want a big wad of bait on there, and I fill that hook up when I drop it down. But the truth is, just a little bit of bait on that thing, you can catch your biggest channel catfish out there. Hang with it. If you get a little
technique
tap,
is a lot. You know, technique goes 100%.
It does.
You get
yeah.
that bite and you give it a little set, and you don't have a fish.
Right.
Just let it go right back there.
Uh-huh.
You'll get another bite. Now, I tell people on the boat all the time, I usually catch my biggest fish on about the third bite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but if you pull it up every time one pecks on it, you're using your bait up.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you're putting a lot more water in your bait that's unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you're depriving yourself of that next bite.
You're wasting some time, aren't you? That you could be fishing.
You're wasting time doing that. Can't catch one unless that hook's down there.
That's right. Tony, blue catfish, you know, I remember the time, and I'm sure you do, back years ago on Tuwakini. Seems like the blue catfish, during the heat of the summer, most people just kind of forgot about them. I mean, or it was an incidental catch, but I've been fishing with Tony several years now, but in the summer, the last time we went, we caught a bunch of what we would call eater blues down there with Tony. So,
sure.
I mean, it's not over with the blues in the summer,
oh,
is
no.
it? You know?
We had a real good July
mm-hmm.
catching
yep.
blues.
Yep, you did.
In fact, I didn't even start doing channel cat trips till right there at the end of July and first
mm-hmm.
of August.
Mm-hmm.
All my calls come for blues.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing yet is, it depends on what your objective is. You know, if you like channel cat better than you like blues to eat, then channel cat's what you need to go after.
Yeah.
But if you like blues, you still catch them.
Yeah.
You ain't going to catch 100 of them.
No.
Like you do in April. But the ones you catch are going to be bigger. And
yes.
And they don't cut a lot of meat, so you're going to end up going home with a lot of meat.
Yeah, Tony, you know,
catch a lot of those great big slot fish, you know, and they cut a lot.
They do, and the comparing just fillets or catfish meat, you could catch half the number fishing for blues, you're going to be using cut bait, cut shad probably.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
You know, you're going to catch half the number of them that you would catch of a 25 channel cat, and you're going to probably have more meat. I mean, more.
Yeah, third sometimes.
A third,
I mean,
yeah, right.
You come in with 15 fish, cut more than 50 or 75 channels, you know.
Yeah.
Just depending on what you're after. I mean,
uh-huh.
if you're after a whole lot of action.
Yep.
You know, and that's what you want, and you like channel cat to eat. Right? It's a good option.
Yeah,
to
it's fun. It's action,
know?
And fun for kids, and I like it. Who don't like to catch them, you know? But I also...
Well, it's fun to me. I was doing some of it yesterday, me and cousin.
Yeah, I know you were. I was
having fun, you know?
You bet, and fillets, too. Mm-hmm. At one of these times, I'd like to do a study or do some kind of a survey, maybe on this radio show or somewhere on a newspaper column or something, your favorite catfish to eat. Now, and we would throw in blues, channels, and flatheads, but the problem with flatheads is most experienced catfish eaters, many of them would put flatheads up at the top. Well, they're just not as common as they used to be, flathead, you know, opalus of some people. I haven't caught a flathead in a while. I don't remember. It's been a year probably. So, but and I grew up eating them. That's what used before the blues became prevalent. Right. You know, that's what we had. But I don't know. What do you think? If you had to pick one, Tony, what?
I like the blues. I mean, that's just me. But I eat any fish.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I eat crappie, and I've eaten bluegill, and I've eaten drum, and I've eaten just about all of them except for bowfin.
I don't know about him.
I cut one of them one time, and I towed it away. I like the way it looks.
You can't, human can't eat a carp. I tell you, people talk about carp. Feed me a carp that I can eat. I've tried it every way, smoked, you name it. I don't think carp are edible, by golly. I might be wrong, but
I think there's a very special technique that only a few people know how to do.
I've talked to some of these people, and it didn't turn out worth a hoot. Oh, boy. Well, Tony, yeah, I'm with you, though. Blue catfish, the snow white meat. I love channel catfish. I'm not knocking them either, but if I had a choice, it's blues for me. So
it's you know, the blues, the key to it is like, just like if you're eating striper or hybrid bass.
Yeah.
You have got to cut the red off. Got
to do it.
And some people, when they filleting them, they're going to stay hard down on that skin trying to get all the meat.
Right.
And then they get all the red.
That's it.
And then you pretty much butcher your fillet trying to get it off. Or
that's
if you don't, then it's not going to taste very good. Mm-hmm. With that red on there, you got to stay, I call it about an eighth inch off that hide.
Let that
when
knife
taking the skin side.
Yes.
You let that knife glide about an eighth, maybe a quarter on the bigger ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Above that skin. Don't worry about what you leave, because what you're getting is going to taste 10 times better.
That's true. And then cut that will be a strip left in the middle. Just cut that out.
And the bigger ones like them 8 or 10 pounders, you'll probably want to cut that center line
That's
out,
it.
Too.
That's it.
Them that are under that, from 2 or 3 pounds down, all I do is split it.
Yep, you bet.
Right down that line, and then that grease will destroy what red's right there on each side. You never know it's there.
Exactly, exactly. Well, we cover I like to talk about stuff like this. I bet a lot of our fishing cookers and people that fish for catfish and all probably agree with us, Tony. Maybe they don't, but I'll agree with everything except eating carp. That's a no-no for me. Let's connect people. Tony Pease, the catfish bait that you got, and then to come down there to Tawakoni and fish with you, Tony. How do they contact you, buddy?
Same number, both deals, 903-474-3078.
Okay.
If you want to fish or you want to buy bait, I've got a website. It's bestcatfishbait.com.
Yep. Best.
You can go there and purchase the bait, or you can just call me direct. My phone numbers are there, and they're everywhere you look. So.
Okay, so that's a good way. Best catfish bait. Bait or bait? Bait, right?
Bestcatfishbait.com.
Well, Tony,
my website.
Look forward to getting down there with you for a fall trip, and keep catching them, buddy.
All right.
Folks, I want to tell you about one of my long-term partners, and that is Pyramid Air. The website is pyramydair.com. They're a one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Big bores, little bores, PCP guns, springers, you name it. All different brands, some great air gun supplies, but also a whole lot more. Archery, ammo, optics, shooting and outdoor gear, action sports, all this stuff can be found right there and ordered through Pyramid Air. So remember, go online to pyramydair.com.